Mike Kochmar is heading into a well-deserved retirement. After nearly three decades of unwavering commitment, the Bradford Fire and Emergency Services captain is calling it a career. After starting his journey as a volunteer firefighter in 1995, he quickly rose to the role of volunteer captain in October 1999. In February 2000, Kochmar transitioned into a full-time position. He was appointed acting captain in October 2011, eventually earning the captain's rank in January 2020. Over the years, Kochmar played a vital role in mentoring new firefighters, ensuring safety, and leading emergency response efforts. Kochmar was one of several people honored during Bradford Fire's fourth annual service awards ceremony, held at Station 1 earlier this month. This year, Bradford Fire members were honored in several different categories, including provincial service awards issued on behalf of the Office of the Fire Marshal, Andrew Coutts, 20 and 25-year medals, Joe Lotto, 20-year medal, and Scott Murison, 30-year bar. Ian Poot was recognized for 15 years of service to the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury. And Curtis Gasco, Jacob Tuck and volunteer firefighter Marcio Marcus, 5 years each, Jordan Donnelly and Michelle Davies, 10 years each, and Brian Donnelly and Zachary Katz, 15 years each, were also presented service awards. When we look at the individuals who have served for decades, those who are receiving service awards for 30 years or more, we see the heart and soul of a fire department that is built on resilience, commitment and community, Mayor James LeDuc said. These firefighters, many of whom have climbed the ranks to captain and active captain, embody the leadership, skill and wisdom that only comes with years of experience. Their promotions are not just accolades, they are a testament to their tireless dedication, their ability to lead in moments of crisis, and their deep understanding of the job's demands. Craig McLaughlin was also recognized for attending the most volunteer calls in 2023 and 2024, while Katz and Kyle Adler were promoted to captain and acting captain, respectively. York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson noted the teamwork and camaraderie that goes into firefighting. Tonight is about honoring those values and character by those who have demonstrated it time and time again, he said during the ceremony. That said, there is no doubt that firefighting is not an individual sport, it's a team effort. Whether it's fighting a fire, responding to another emergency, or performing more mundane tasks, any good team must pull together at all times, and share in each other's victories and accomplishments. And so, tonight, as the community comes together to honor some incredible individuals and members of the BWG Fire Services team, may you all take pride in each other's victories as a reflection of who you are as a team, the values you demonstrate daily, and of the great appreciation the entire community has for you. LeDuc called firefighters the heroes of the community. There are those who have spent their entire careers dedicating themselves to the service of others who are now retiring after giving so much to the department and community, he said. We celebrate all of you. Every call you answered, every life you save, every fire you fought. Every day you put your lives on the line to protect others.